Looking to keep up with recruiting trends and headlines? You're in the right place. Welcome to Career Crossroads, the premier talent acquisition community with your host, Chris Hoyt and Jerry Crispin.
Hi, Chris Hoyt here with Career Crossroads, and we've just wrapped up our 110th colloquium meeting where the topic was candidate experience. And I have Jen Jenkins with me, who is in an exciting new role. And I want to talk a little bit about that before we really jump in.
Of course.
Do you want to share what your title is and your area of responsibility real quick before we sort of talk a little bit about your background?
Sure. So I'm the Global Candidate Experience Lead here at Scotiabank. So I'm looking at the candidate experience from recruitment through onboarding.
I got to tell you something. So I've been doing this for quite a while, and I have to tell you there's some interesting trends that I've sort of seen in the space. And one of the first ones was when we began to see marketing professionals, being pulled into talent acquisition, right? To really inject into TA some of the experience standards and just expertise from a marketing side to really help organizations attract better talent. And the next trend we began to see also sort of similar to that was analytics, data scientists being pulled into TA, right? Out of different functions within the organization to help recruiting leaders make informed decisions, data-based decisions. And we're seeing a lot of that here in just the last few years. But now, I think you're on the front of something, a big wave, and you've got a brilliant leader in Maureen Aglia here at Scotiabank, who has done something kind of interesting. And your background is in?
Design research and strategy.
Right.
And I would say I'm practicing service design now.
Okay, service design. And for everybody out there, I know you did a wonderful job sort of presenting, and I want to talk
Thanks.
About that. But in a nutshell, for everybody who might not know what that means, How would you pitch that to somebody?
Yeah. Well, you can think of service design as orchestrating many, many touch points. And so those might be understanding what a digital interaction is, what a human interaction is, and maybe a physical interaction, how those all link together in a journey.
Mm-hmm.
So you can think of product design as, you know, creating your iPhone. But a service design would be hooking it up to iTunes,
right,
getting it through that whole system, actually buying the device, you know, that whole kind of experience of from start to finish.
Okay.
So that would be a service design approach.
I would say what you're doing is quite literally the candidate experience, right? It's
yes.
Every touch point and every piece there that you guys are taking a hard look at and sort of turning it on its ear, right?
Yes, in a few ways. One particular thing that I've noticed as I've come into HR is, strangely, just a little bit of disconnect with the user, the end user.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, very much looking from the candidate's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first things I really noticed when I came in, well, a few things, was that we knew a lot about the business problems
mm-hmm.
and the business line problems, and we were only guessing at what the candidate was experiencing, and by that I mean feeling, thinking, what they were doing in response to some of these processes that we had them
right.
running through. And so that's, so spending a lot of time, since my background is in design research, is looking from a human-centered point of view, building empathy with that user, with that candidate, and really trying to put myself in their shoes to see what does it feel like to be a candidate? What
mm-hmm.
does it feel like to navigate these systems and processes? I know we talk a lot as well. There's a lot of buzzwords out there, agile being one of them.
Right.
And if you look into the agile values, one of them is interactions and individuals over processes and technologies.
Okay.
And I was astonished at how process and technology drives the experience in HR. So that is something I'm navigating right now, trying to figure out how much leeway there is to reverse that. Because to me, you start with the individual and what kind of interactions you want to have. That creates your process and any technologies to then support and deliver that.
It's got to be a very disruptive, I don't know a better way to put it, but a very disruptive sort of experience for you to come in and have such a different perspective. And then to be able to sit down with folks who have maybe been in TA or been in these roles for a number of years and it's all they know.
Yeah.
And to sort of shake that up. Do you run into any folks who just have these oh wow moments, like why didn't we think of that? Or do you run into any resistance, you know, across the board, whether internal to Scotiabank or elsewhere?
I've been lucky, and actually it was one of those factors in deciding to come into Marines team, knowing that they were completely open to this. Mm-hmm. However, being open to it and like running to the day-to-day kind of head on into some of the ways that people do things. It's been somewhat challenging. And really, honestly though, a lot of it's been around vocabulary. You know, I have a design vocabulary,
right.
They have a bank vocabulary or an HR vocabulary. And so what we, you know, luckily we're both humans and
right.
we can, we both, you know, experience life in similar ways. So if we can talk about behaviors and how people feel, that's a common ground. And
well,
so
and
we
you
start
have,
from
you
there.
You have a shared goal,
yeah.
right? You're coming at it for the same thing too, is to improve that candidate and that customer experience.
Yeah.
So this is your first colloquium.
Yes.
First colloquium meeting, obviously, with us, it's, you know, just you're putting your foot in TA and HR for
yes.
the first time, so obviously new to this. What was your experience? I mean, you sat in the room with 50 other TA leaders and TA drivers who are focused on nothing but that candidate experience.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought it was wonderful. I really loved the candor. Mm-hmm. I thought that was maybe
we
the best
no
part of it.
We have no shortage of candor.
Yeah. There's a lot of great sharing and the kind of level of trust felt great, you know, that people felt like they could share and not be taken advantage of. So I thought that was great. And this kind of what's said in the room stays in the room
Absolutely.
Kind of a aspect of it. For me, as you said, like someone not in this space originally, it's really it helped build a ton of context for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was wonderful and filled out a lot of corners that were kind of dark and unknown to me. So my map is getting bigger. And so there's no dragons be there anymore.
It's,
you know,
nice,
there's
nice.
There's some more understanding of TA and the HR space.
Well, I loved your perspective of the meeting. I thought you added a tremendous amount of value. You
Thank
had an
you.
Amazing presentation. Your presentation
Thank
was
you.
Amazing. There's an inside joke there, but it was an amazing presentation. And I will say that a number of people actually appreciated just the different vantage point, like the different view that you were coming from and adding. And I think a couple of folks were thinking, you know, we have added, you know, analytics folks outside of the space. We have added marketing people, and it might be time for us to bring in some design thinking, some different minds. So it's good stuff. I think you're going to be the start of a wave in our space. I think it's good. It's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. Take on the problems and really raise the expectations. And I think they're rising anyway, you know. Candidates are consumers in this market in Toronto, and they're starting to expect the same things consumers expect.
Good stuff. Well, thank you for attending the meeting. Thank you for contributing so much value to it. I know our members appreciate it. Jerry and I certainly appreciated it.
Well, thank you. It was wonderful to meet you and everyone here.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Career Crossroads. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit careerxroads.com, facebook.com, and twitter.com/careerxroads. We'll catch you next time.